Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
It is Monday. Is it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday. Sorry, it was a long weekend. What a great weekend, though. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful Nevada Day. Thank you to all the hundreds of people that came out and celebrated Nevada Day. Just, it means so much because as Armstrong and Getty were talking about just a few minutes ago, especially with like Halloween, I had my doors open. Our decorations were going full blast and the kids were coming up. They loved the decorations because we do Halloween like some people do Christmas. We do the electronic lights and the music and everything like that. And they loved it. And all of those smiling faces and the costumes and, oh, just the little kids. Things like this, you know, especially the ones that we do once a year, we can't let these moments go by. You know, kids aren't going to be little forever. They only have so many Halloweens. We only have so many Nevada days. We only have so many birthdays and anniversaries and graduations. I think this has been hardest probably on the kids, all of the BS that we're going through right now. And it's going even further. I hope Governor Sisolak doesn't find out about this. God knows he doesn't listen to my show, so I think I'm okay with it. But it's going even further now. All of this BS out there, it's about control. I hope you are understanding that. It is not about a virus. The experts, the CDC, the WHO, countries are being shut down and the people are mad. And they are fighting back in every single country. Michigan. Oh, I know we all have the stories of Gretchen Whitmer. Just, you know, it was bad enough with the attempted kidnapping. You know, turns out they were all BLM Antifa people. Jeez. I mean, they can't even do something like that, right? But now, when you want to go out to a bar or a restaurant there, which so many people have been doing here, doing it safely. Now she wants to require customers' names and phone numbers starting today. This is just ridiculous. Ridiculous of the hoops that we are jumping through. It's just, it's crazy. And people keep emailing me. Well, you know what? They just stop. Aren't it? You can't. It's a catch-22. All the way. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. If you close your business, you don't get paid. You don't get money. You could lose your business. Because goodness knows, you're probably still paying the bills. If you keep your business open, you're still losing business because there's people out there who don't want to wear masks and they'd rather stay home. People staying home lose out on being with friends, being with family. There was a horrible story that I didn't bring you, but I keep thinking about it. There was a story that came out about people, the elderly in convalescent hospitals, in assisted living facilities, that were being isolated, and they said they would rather die of COVID than continue with the loneliness. And if you don't think that loneliness can't kill, you should probably take some more classes on how the human body works, on how the brain works. We are stimulated by touch. We are stimulated by contact, human contact. Ask any parent. Ask any parent who was forced to stay home with kids. I need adult conversation. You know, not Sanjay Gupta. It was Deepak Chopra about hugs. The more you hug people, the more you embrace people, the healthier people become. Because it sends off and it lets all these chemicals out in your body. These shutdowns, Democrat cities, Democrat states, because of the fear factor. We get enough of the fear factor just with this election. So Ken just sent me this morning. Secretary of State and her team for elections needs to check into the Silver State 2020 election results page, because on Pershing County, it has Joseph Biden and Don Blankenship on there. It's like, really? You think it's going to be Don Blankenship that the vice president is really going to be competing with there? That's just scary. That's scary to see something like that. But hey, got until tomorrow to work all the kinks out. Tomorrow's a huge day. It concerns me seeing all of these numbers from different states that are, we've had more people early vote than people voted in 2016 altogether. It's like, all right. I just hope we don't get into a situation where it's that whole, you know, more people voted than we actually have registered voters. Imagine that. Keep an eye on those polls. Poll watchers are still needed. Poll watchers are still needed. And I agree with the experts out there. I know from being a poll watcher where they had us sitting, I really couldn't hear or tell if what was going on. So poll watchers being put far out of view, far out of hearing distance. This is a scary one, people. This is a scary one. But it's even scarier to think about Joe Biden's America. Well, it's really not Joe Biden's America. It's Kamala Harris's America. Hence today's poll question. I hope you participate in it. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring it. Should teachers be suspended without pay if caught punishing kids for supporting President Trump? Now, I've talked to a number of kids. We've seen the kids. We've seen the stories. Different states. They're on Zoom calls. Whatever they have behind them, you can see on the Zoom calls. And they're being punished. If they've got their paintball equipment hanging on the wall, if they've got, you know, if they're a family that goes hunting, if they've got their gun in the room, if they have a Trump banner on the wall, guess what? These kids are being punished. They wear Trump, anything Republican, into the schools, they get punished, suspended. I was talking to one young gentleman who said he doesn't dare wear anything political because just from the way his teachers act, his grades would definitely go down. And I just think that's reprehensible. I know we have a lot of great teachers out there, but we also have a lot of really sucky teachers that feel they're in control, that what they say goes. And teachers' opinions don't go when it comes to the classroom. You teach on facts. You teach on history. You don't teach on personal opinion. And we're seeing this across the country. Hell, we're seeing teachers and teachers' aides and principals and university professors, we're seeing them arrested as part of Antifa, as part of the riots, as part of the chaos that has been going on. So, do we let that continue? That's why elections are so important. We need a school board of trustees that says, this is not acceptable classroom behavior. We need a board of trustees who will put protections in place for the kids, but also protections in place for the teachers who are being run over and bulldozed by the liberal kids that think that they could go in and, you know, lay hands on teachers. We've seen the videos standing up to the teachers and physically hitting them, attacking them. So, this is why elections are so important. And not just for the president of the United States, but for the Congress people, for the Senate, for the Assembly, right on down the line to our judges, to our school boards, to the Reno City Council, to the supervisors in Carson, and all over Northern Nevada. That is why this is so important. Know who you're voting for. Know their voting record. Don't just look at billboards that say trusted experience or whatever the heck that Devin Reese billboard says. Yeah. The people that are in these positions have done nothing. They've done nothing to save us money. They've done nothing to help the homeless. If anything, with this whole COVID thing, the homeless are even worse off now because Catholic Charities had to close their warming sites. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. You take every situation into special account. I don't see a huge spike in coronavirus cases amongst the homeless who've all been huddled together in their campsites. Not the cleanliness of these locations. Sure, they're not out there worried about hand sanitizer and sharing things. Don't see them wearing masks. But they're exempt from wearing masks, then why can't they be exempt from trying to keep warm this winter? This is so messed up. It's pick and choose what businesses will stay open, which ones will close, which counties will shut down. Washoe County being punished right now, I can guarantee you, it's just about punishment from the governor because these numbers, every single number you see from states, from countries, those numbers have all been manipulated. What's worse is now they're being open about it. New Zealand is now announcing quarantine camps where positive patients will be forcibly placed. Forcibly. And the Democrats have been, they've been praising what country? That's right, New Zealand. This is not going to stop after tomorrow. I really, really hope, I pray every day that people will come to their senses. But it's going to be a battle. I just hope and pray again that you are prepared. I'm going to mention something on that coming back from this about who's ready and who's not, and who's going to be protected and who's not. We'll be back on this, your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And today is the last day to get your act together and figure out who you're going to vote for. If you're sitting on the fence, I find it hard to believe here in Northern Nevada. But there are people who are questioning what's real and what's not. And I'll pick up my little phone here. And where was I? Messengers. Okay, so this is from Gabe this morning, just a little bit ago. Here's my theory. I believe that the Democrats made a deal with China to get Trump out of office by releasing the coronavirus, since the Russian hoax didn't work. President Trump kept saying, we have the greatest economy ever, and if Democrats put in place the coronavirus, that would basically close the economy. The Democrats would come in, being victorious, having Joe Biden become president. What are your thoughts on this? Does this sound true, or is it too much of a conspiracy theory, Gabe? You know, Gabe, you're right on. You know, it wasn't just the Russia hoax. Nothing they threw at President Trump worked. Nothing. Calling him a sexist and that he was going to, you know, take away women's rights wasn't true. More women support him now than ever. That stupid tape was supposed to be the end of him. It was supposed to make a difference. Well, it made a difference, all right. Even more people supported him. Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, they put out years ago that this was going to happen to the Trump administration. Hillary Clinton was not supposed to lose. They had plans in place. If you're not looking up Davos, if you're not looking up the Great Reset, if you're not looking up Agenda 2030, then I can't help you. Because everything that is being done has been laid out in the plans. This is about depopulation under the guise of saving the earth. The earth doesn't need saving from us. Trust me, she's had a lot bigger problems than us. Volcanoes, natural disasters cause more issues than us. It's all about control. They believe that we need saving from ourselves, and they are the ones to do it. I'm not talking about the billionaires out there. I'm talking about the trillionaires, the ones you don't hear of in the news. Yeah, we hear about the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rothschild Foundation and all of these foundations, but you know, those people are still around. Except the media is not allowed to do stories on them. Kind of like how when Bloomberg, you know, set up his little Bloomberg Corporation and Bloomberg News and all that. They can go after anybody they want, except for Bloomberg and his family and the Democrats that he decides. It's all about control. And if you don't think that they are willing to, or if you don't think that they aren't willing to kill people to get it, look at every war. Look at every riot. Look at every uprising. Because they are behind it. They are behind them. President Trump wasn't supposed to win. He's not a politician. He's not part of the swamp. He's not part of the deal. The Bushes worked with the Clintons and Obama just as much as they have everybody else. Because that's also a corrupt dynasty family. It's all out there. The information's there. You just happen to have to open your eyes and understand it. There are bigger things going on than your family and your kids' soccer games. Please do some research. And when you vote tomorrow, vote red down the ticket. I'm not saying that Republicans are perfect, but they're a hell of a lot better than the Marxists that are trying to push them all out. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Also not perfect, but, you know, you take what you can get. Me? Yeah, I'm far from perfect. But we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local for all of Northern Nevada. And I thank you for being here today. And talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. But I wanted to get through a couple of things here. I love this. Just got sent this on Facebook. I already told it to you last week, but it's nice to see a little bit of confirmation from other people. Right now, Steve Sisolak is having, oh, if you didn't know that, that's the governor, is having a Halloween party at his house in Spanish Trails. Several hundred people and no masks. He himself told guests, "We don't do masks here." Security confiscated phones, and you can pick them up at the gate when you leave. Wanded for phones and weapons as you entered. No media allowed. No surprise there. Susie Lee, Dina Titus, and others in attendance. Folks, we got to stop this evil man. Find and sign the recall petition. Well, that's funny because that was yesterday's question. Here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Poll question yesterday. Are you going to sign the recall Sisolak petition? 58% of those participating said, I already have signed. 35% said, I'm going to sign. You better get in there and sign it. And 7% said, I'm not going to sign because it won't work. Well, those were probably any politicians that participated in it. 991FMTalk.com. That's the page that you can go to. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should teachers be suspended without pay if caught punishing kids for supporting President Trump? Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly and check in with Bill this morning. Bill wants to talk. Oh, we lost Bill already. Bill wanted to talk about COVID, but that gives me a chance to go on into a couple of other things. In the last segment, I was talking about being prepared and what's going on. And you know what? Preparedness has all kinds of definitions, all kinds of levels of readiness. Now, you don't have to be a hardcore prepper, but every single person that is listening to me right now needs to go out today, if you haven't done it, and buy at least enough food and whatever you need, whatever your family needs, to go for at least minimum 1 week of not going out. I'm serious. Do you think if an earthquake happened, if a massive flood happened wherever you live, whatnot, if something disastrous happened, do you think that you would be top priority of law enforcement, of emergency services? You know, we only have so much of that to go around for all of Northern Nevada. You know, Reno hasn't increased its number of law enforcement officers in, I think it's been, what, 30 years? Yet the ground that they cover has increased. So could you do it? Could you survive? I mean everything. Not leave your house. No electricity, no phone, no nothing. Because here's the deal. If you work in government, there are all kinds of places for you to go and be taken care of. Especially if you're in Congress, if you're in the Senate. Because the government has you taken care of with your tax dollars. Your tax dollars are going to protect them, not you. I was watching a very interesting show last night. It's called the Book of Secrets. And that was one of the things that they were talking about, all the underground bunkers and everything that are for the officials. You know, the ones that supposedly keep this country running. Not for you, not the country that it is supposed to be protecting, but for them. And again, with your tax dollars. They were featuring one that's costing like $30 million a few years ago to upgrade so they can hold 5,000 people. Again, not you. Officials. So hideous people like Steve Sisolak and his family and whoever he deems, you know, if we have a place like that, he would be going to safety. You, not so much. And the reason that I bring that up is because I actually put this out on my Facebook page the other day, but there have been leaked Zoom calls. I'm actually getting more into this Zoom since, you know, the nice recordings that reveal federal workers, those people who get their salaries paid for by you and me, are working to conspire to shut down the White House and disrupt government. And this is going on all over this country to disrupt and destabilize tomorrow's election outcome. And I've been telling you about this organization because we have it right here in Nevada, right here in Reno. They have a location. It's called the Sunrise Movement. If you want to find out some things for yourself, go and watch. Go to sunriseexposed.com, or you can go to exposesunrise.com. Those sites are regularly updated. And Sunrise is just basically an umbrella movement comprised of 400 hubs and hundreds of affinity groups, including 350.org and Extinction Rebellion. These are federal workers in places of power. You have to be ready for tomorrow. If you're not, I've been telling you for months, then I can't help you. Linda Thompson's on the line with the Recall Sisolak movement right now. Linda, thank you so much for calling into the show this morning. When is the recall going to be over? How much time do we have left to get all these thousands of signatures we need?
We have 29 days, basically. The 1st of December, we will start pulling in all the petitions. We have to turn them all in for our final day on the 3rd of December. So the county leads will need to be collecting them starting the 1st of December.
Okay, so 29 days. 29 days for the people that haven't signed yet, that 35% of those people voting in Friday's poll question about signing the recall petition, you need to take the effort and get it signed. What can people do if they don't, can't really make it out to one of the signing locations? If they email you and sign up to be a volunteer, can they still get their own petition for family and friends to sign?
Yes. All they have to do is send an email. They can go onto our website and click under volunteer. They can put on there that they want to just do it for family and friends. They want their own petition, if they want to sit at a table. And tomorrow we're trying to cover every polling location. So if you're out there voting tomorrow, look for one of our tables. We'll be somewhere close by, if not within 100 feet. Because some of them, like schools, we're not allowed to be on school grounds. So they're going to have to set up down the road, and people need to watch. The other thing is, too many people think that because they signed in the spring, they don't have to sign again. We need their signatures again. Those signatures from the spring are in the garbage now.
Yeah, if you signed it in February, March, April, you've got to sign again. That one failed. We're doing it again. TakingNevadaBack.com. Taking, spell out Nevada, back.com. Linda, thank you so much for being a part of this. And I will keep pushing it every single day to get you as many signatures as we can. My husband and I signed it at the at our polling location down at South Reno Library. So I thank you and your volunteers for being out to do this, because Sisolak's got to go.
God bless you. Yes, he does, because he's planning on doing a lot more damage. If you think we don't have much of a voice in Northern Nevada right now, it's going to get worse with this redistricting he's wanting to do.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse. And Linda, thank you so much. I got to move on to some other calls, but we will keep pushing. You're very welcome. And Linda says thank you, because I am the only person in media who is talking about this, getting any type of information out. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mark this morning. Mark wants to talk about the NRA dinner. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am great. I'm so excited because which dinner are you talking about?
Well, I have a couple of things to talk to you about today, but you know, you've been playing a cute little jingle on your radio station also, you know, supporting my candidacy here as, in Douglas County as county commissioner. And so I want to make that go viral and number one on the hit parade charts. But anyway.
For those who don't know, this is Mark Gardner.
Huh?
I said, for those who don't know, this is Mark Gardner.
This is Mark Gardner. Yes, running for county commissioner in Douglas County. Would appreciate everybody's vote tomorrow if you haven't already voted. So, but yes, one of my other chores, one of my other activities here in Douglas County is I am chair of the Carson Valley Friends of the NRA, the 501c3 charitable arm of the NRA. And we have the only event that's scheduled in Nevada this year coming up on Saturday, November 7th, here in Minden. And we're proud to have you as one of our guests that evening. We're looking forward to having you there.
And, oh, sure. You say that now.
Oh.
Wait until that night when I win everything.
It's going to take money, Monica, as you know.
I know,
so,
it always does.
You're welcome to bid on everything. You're welcome to bid on everything. We have some other people in the room that feel the same way, by the way, just to let you know. So tickets are still available, and they can be bought through me. My phone number is 775-309-3975. I'll repeat that. It's Mark Gardner. 775-309-3975. So if you want tickets, please reach out to me and we'll take care of you in that regard.
Mark, so, will you have any ticket sales at the door?
We don't do ticket sales at the door. No,
okay.
We don't. I'm sorry, but
okay. So you have to get your tickets before next Saturday night.
That's right, because we have commitments to our caterer for a certain amount of meals. So, yep. So, oh, that's the case. Yep.
Oh, actually, no, it's this Saturday night.
It's this coming Saturday night. Yeah.
I had to double check my calendar. Okay.
I know. I get to catch my breath after this election for a couple of days.
So, can you still go on to the Friends of NRA website and buy tickets there as well?
You can do that as well, yes.
Okay, what's that web address?
All one word, friendsofnra.org.
Okay, and it'll take you, it's really easy to go through.
You look up the state, you look up the state of Nevada, and it'll show your event, yeah.
All right, so everybody here in Carson City, in Reno, in Fallon and Fernley, this is your only event this year. Because of what's been going on. So let's show Minden, Douglas, let's show them some love. So, Mark, I got to let you go. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And I'll see you on Saturday night.
Please pay that jingle again. Please pay jingle again.
We definitely will.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. Mike, please hang on the line, Mike. I want to talk to you about YouTube. So we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show. Let's head on over the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Mike this morning. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling into the program.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, I saw a YouTube excerpt about some Zoom meetings, and they were putting out where all the president's emergency exits are, how to barricade and how to blockade the president and all the police departments, everything in D.C.
Yeah, I was just looking up one of those websites that I threw out there. So I pulled up exposesunrise.com, and it has the Zoom calls. It has all the paperwork where they're showing the maps. So shut down D.C. map of high profile targets. It's got an interactive map. I mean, this is scary what they're going through to torture the country. And it's really interesting, Mike, because also while I was there, I also found all of these alt other organizations, like alt, and it's got the Fist of Power, U.S. Forest Service, NOAA, and I just all join the resistance. I mean, people have to understand that this really is a takeover. This is the United Nations plan, United States Environmental Protection Agency, ALT. It's scary, Mike.
Yeah, and you know, during Obama's time, he bought those few billion rounds of ammo that we can't use in combat because they're hollow points and everything. We still don't know where all that is. Has it been given out to all these groups and these other organizations so they can overthrow the country?
Well, remember, I just one of the sites that I just mentioned there was Environmental Protection Agency. Remember, they got all of those military weapons, and people were questioning why the EPA was getting weapons. And I'm sure they have a bunch of that ammo, too. They've been preparing for this for a long time, and it's time for us to make sure that we're prepared as well. Mike, thank you for calling in and letting people know that. Go check out these sites for yourself. This is not something that Mike and I are just coming up with. ExposeSunrise.com. We'll be back with more information and, well, your safety after this.